My name is Albert Wright. I was born in August 1922. I was born in Oulton, in a cottage next door but one to the Three Horseshoes, and right opposite the church, of course. My dad's name was Tom Wright. He worked for a while for Lord Carveley and then went to the brewery, and he was employed as a painter for the brewery. He would be working at the brewery after I was about 6 or 7 years old. They had a painting team. Mr. Camsell, who lived at Quarry Hill, was the leader of the team. Except Christmas, when they, all the staff were roped in to go on the lorries to, as teamers, to deliver things and whatnot.
So did he stay working for the brewery all of the time?
No, he stayed working for the brewery, and then they were taken over, and he went and worked at the pit. My mum's maiden name was Bloor, Florence Mary. I think she originated from Wiltshire, actually. My grandfather, whom I met once, emigrated to Canada before the First World War, and I only had two aunts who stayed in England. All the rest of the Bloor family went to Canada. My grandfather worked on the railway before he was, I think he was station master at Tisbury in Wiltshire. I don't know, I've got my Bible that was presented to my father at Oulton School by Lord Carveley when my dad was 10, for good attendance.
You keep calling him Lord Carveley, but he wasn't actually a lord.
Well, he wasn't a lord. We Lord and Lady, they were the toffs,
weren't they?
Well, they were very good to the people. I remember I was told that I had pneumonia, and Lady Carveley, as we called her, came every day with things for me to get better and that kind of thing. And they had an annual prize giving at the school, and they also gave a gold watch to any scholar who went 7 years without missing school.
What about that house you were born in then? Can you describe it to me?
Yes, you went in the front door and it was flags right out, through and out to the back door. And there was a sitting room on the left-hand side as you went in, then another room on the right-hand side where we all ate, then there was a kitchen, and upstairs there were three bedrooms, or there might have been four, with massive beams, at least 18 inches square. I remember my brother Bill carrying me when I wouldn't stop crying one night and walking straight into one and dropping me on the floor. That's a good thing, you know, things like that.
Tell me about your brothers and sisters. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had Sister Elsie first, she was the eldest, and Brother John, and Brother Bill, George, then Mary, then Edie, and then me, and then Louis. My mother had been married before, I believe, and only the last two of us belonged to my father.
How long did you live in that house then?
Until I was 6 or 7.
And then where did you go?
To North Lane, number 10, council house where I could put my finger on a light and it came on, and there was some hot water now and again.
So you didn't have any of that in the first house?
Oh, no. We had the gas mantle thing, and the kitchen sink was about 2 inches deep with a bowl in it. And
where did you get the water from?
There was water. Now, I can't be sure about that. I keep going back in my memory. I don't know whether it was a cold water tap. I can remember pumping something. I don't know whether that was in the backyard to be shared.
Or it might have been in the kitchen
itself. Might have been in the kitchen.
Who lived near you then in that period?
Next door was Miss Murfin, who had a franchise to give the tramps going from Pontefract to St George's Hospital, where it was then, a corned beef sandwich and a piece of soap. I don't know why that happened, but she had. They could have that.
And did they buy it from her?
Oh, no, they got a ticket from Pontefract to give to her, and she did that.
And what were they doing? Why were they going between Pontefract and Rothwell?
Well, I don't know. That's what they did. They were just tramps. They just tramped there, and then they tramped somewhere else and tramped back again.
And what kind of blokes were they?
Oh, just homeless. They were quite clean, some of them, but some of them were a bit roguish. Some parents didn't like you talking to them. They were just unfortunate people, I think. from the First War, actually, quite a few of them.
So they would be homeless, single men who'd fought in the war.
Quite a lot, yeah.
Probably did work on the, what, on the farms or on the roads, maybe? I don't know what they...
Well, I don't know when they got casual work, but that's all I know about. They were called, just called tramps. And
did they go in the Three Horseshoes?
No. There were no... I don't think they have any money.
And Miss Murphy used to hand out this soap and a piece of bread.
And a corned beef sandwich. I can tell you, I was a tramp many a day. And then next door, on the other side, was Mr. and Mrs. Davy. Yeah. And then there was Joe Toohey's shop. Well, sweet shop and tobacco, sweet and tobacco. I think they, all the chaps, funnily enough, who started little businesses after the First World War, pretty much like the Second, they'd been employed on munitions and had the wherewithal to set up a business.
And what about going to school then? Where did you go to school?
Oulton School. I went to Oulton School.
And what? How old are you when you started?
3. I can remember having a fight when I was nearly 4 with a lad called George Free, who was one of my best friends.
What were you fighting about?
No idea. We were only in the infants. I remember that he bumped his head on the concrete and I ran home. And Miss Murphy gave me a corned beef sandwich. That's why I like that. Until, I think it was Mrs. Beckett came to fetch me. Mrs. Beckett lived on the other side of the road, the other side of Aberford Road, on the corner between Cheeseborough's shop, going round the corner towards Angus's. King Angus was the local nurseryman.
And Mrs. Beckett was what? Was she a teacher?
Yeah.
So she came back...
She was an infants teacher.
After you ran away, she came back to take you back to school,
did she? She came down to fetch me back to school. I said, he'll have gone home.
Did you get a thrashing for it?
Oh, no. Might have been. We used to have little sand trays with sand in to draw things in on it until we were about 4. I've had the sand emptied out and been whopped once or twice on the backside with the sand tray.
Can you remember the names of any of the other teachers and the headmaster?
Miss Bell was the infant's headmistress. Then we had Fearsome... Oh, her name's gone right out of my head. She lived in Stanley. And then we'd Miss Rollinson from Rothwell.
And were there any men?
Mr. Boothroyd, he'd retired, and Mr. Daft was the head.
Did you take the mickey out of him with a name like that, being a teacher?
No, but he had an unfortunate son called Godfrey, and he got it.
Where did he
and
live?
The Mr. Herdus taught the next lot. He got me interested in flying. He used to make balsa strips and elastic propelled things for us to fly. Miss Finch was there, the eldest of the Finch girls. There were 5 girls, no boys, Finches. Miss Nettleton, of course, she used to sing like that. And then she retired, and then after that, Mr. Thackeray came. Mr. Plough stayed on, and eventually he became head.
And were you all taught in the same class? In other words, were children of a different age all taught together, or were you taught in age groups at that period?
We went up in age groups unless there was something peculiar. Like, in my own case, my birthday was at the end of August, and I was always put in the class, and all my friends were, I would say, be 10 in August. My friends were still 10, but in the October and November, they'd become 11. And so I was always the baby in the class, more or less. Funnily enough, I was the youngest baby to play for the football team and things like that, I think.
So you played sport then?
Oh, yes, I played sport. I played for the district, yes, football and cricket. I've played every game you can think of with a ball in my life, including pelota, which takes a bit of doing.
And all that started at Oulton School?
I think so, yes. Mr. Plowers was a great one. He was the great sportsman. At lunchtime, he would put a threepenny piece on the wickets in the earth, and if he knocked them off, bowling to him, because he played. I think he kept wicket for Yorkshire Colts and that. He'd a lot to do with sport.
But so he actually taught you, so you were still there when he came as a pupil?
Oh, yes.
How old were you when you left school?
I was 16. Well, I would have been 16 in the August following.
So you stayed at Alton School?
I didn't stay at Alton School.
What happened then?
I took the 11 plus, very unfortunately. I just had pneumonia. I was supposed to be a singe to go to the grammar school, which we didn't have. And there was only about one place up for grabs, and that was at Normanton. I wasn't well at all. And in addition to that, the 11 plus was always on a Saturday morning, and I was the captain of Alton School football team, and we were playing Woodlesford whilst I was trying to take the 11 plus in Woodlesford School. So obviously I didn't do well for anything. And so I went to the Whitwood Technical College.
And how old were you when you actually went to Whitwood then?
14 and 6 days.
So you stayed at Alton till you were about 14?
Yes,
then.
Yes, I did.
Right, and then you went to Whitwood. What did you study at Whitwood?
I did commercial subjects, shorthand typing, bookkeeping, commercial arithmetic, and business practice.